You're listening to The Osiris Munir Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, all my looms, my luminaries, my bright, happy, wonderful, patient, encouraged, irresistibly charming from inside out, not the outside in one, that it's real. It's not a fake charm. It's a real charm. Welcome to the Osiris Munir Show. Today I am alone and we're going to talk about some really interesting things that you can see. I am continuing my calligraphic wall of note to our guest, which you don't have a guest today. I am your guest. So welcome. Before we start, let's get shout out to our sponsor, Kevin Pike, Coldwell Banker. If you need anything, senior real estate and probate specialist, he will get to you, 818-571-1508. He's a wonderful human being and a great person to know. So today we're going to do a little different show. I'm a painter, as most of you know. I'm a painter, I'm an author, I'm a writer, I'm a talk show host, and former model, dancer, all of those. So over the years and time, I have kept these things up. So it helps that I've been a military person. It creates a sense of discipline in me. So it's like, I can't explain, but when you are disciplined and driven to do something, no matter what happens, whether you're tired, sick, whatever's going on, you're going to, it's something that's going to push you to do those things. So that's kind of like where I come in. So we're going to talk about color, which is the emotional foundation of someone's presence. We're going to talk about energy, which is the, I'd say that energy and sound is the invisible texture of things. It's invisible, but it's there. Okay, we're going to talk about these things because, again, Buddhism is common sense. So if we're just talking about common sense, we don't have to say anything about that. It is a practical day-to-day how to live as a human being without feeling like, oh yeah, I'm going to die and go to hell if I do something wrong, or if I think the wrong thing, I'm going to die and go to hell, versus understanding cause and effect, period. Whether it's whatever philosophy or religious we believe in, cause and effect is a real law that exists in life, like gravity. You don't hear a lot about gravity because not a lot of people are stupid enough to go jumping off of a building or out of a tree, or, you know, things that where gravity would come into place. So when we talk about doing good deeds, thinking good things, we're not perfect. There is no human being I know that has never thought a negative thought or never done a negative thing or what was perceived to be negative, whether they were doing it unintentionally or not. We all have to grow and we all have to learn. So that's what we're going to talk about today, that color, sound, and texture, and how they govern our world. So I want to first start off. This is a little scary. So if you need to buffer it, I would suggest you do so. But first of all, NASA has a recording of the sound of our planet Earth. When I first heard it, I couldn't bear to listen to it. I felt pulled into the gravitational humming of it. And again, this is nothing fake. This is a real sound of the Earth based on NASA's position in the sky out there with one of the one of our technical things that picks up sound, color, light out way out in space, that even though we don't live there out in space, that out in space surrounds all of us, surrounds us. Now, I believe this is nothing to do with my being Buddhist. This is just my personal belief, because all Buddhists are not vegetarian. All Buddhists aren't artists. We're specific, different individual people. We all do the same practice, but we all experience that practice in individual ways, depending on who we are, what our karmic lessons are, and what we are here to do, our purpose. So for me, the kind of person I am, I love art. I've always been like this, even since when I was a kid. And I was discouraged not to be that, because when you're these kind of people, a lot of people don't understand artists. They don't understand people that operate outside of the box. They're so used to being conventional and not questioning things that are taught to us. So again, I asked you, are you the same person at 5 that you are at 25? You might have retained some of the same behavior, you know, if we haven't worked on what we need to do as people. But you certainly wouldn't be the same person. Number one, you wouldn't be in kindergarten. Your mama wouldn't be feeding you to the mouth. So just like those things change, philosophies, mindsets, eventually they have to change. You guys, it's unintelligent, in my opinion, to think that something that worked over 400, 500 years ago without revamping it or readjusting it or recalibrating it according to where we are now in the future is still going to work. It's just not. Just like in these days, if you go up and slap somebody, you can go to jail or be fined, or they can slap you back in some cases if there's nobody around to see it. But because everything's on camera, I wouldn't suggest we do that. So anyway, let me pull up this YouTube video. And I'm going to let you listen to the sound of the earth before we get further. If that doesn't sound like some kind of sci-fi, now I don't know about you, I'm very imaginative, but I heard some kind of echoed voices going like that, or like that. And I'm sorry, I can't go with mankind. Mankind doesn't know enough to teach me too much. My guidance and stuff comes from people that are deceased on the other side, scientists, Napoleon Hill, you know, Dale Carnegie, those kind of people that I listen to, Nichiren Daishonin, who's the founder of this particular orthodox sect of Buddhism. All of those people are the people that I tend to listen to, the Buddhist priest. They're very wise. They're very non-judgmental. They would never tell you what to do about your personal life. They only tell you what how to go practice. Well, you know, Gohanza protects you, blah, 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 blah. Go back and chant. They would never. They listen to you and then they chant with you. We do Zoom with them every morning and every evening. And if you're not at the temple, that's why they set up Zoom. So they outline people that can't get to the temple can do it. So there is no one holding your hand telling you what to do. We figure that you're intelligent enough, if you got the 5 practical senses, seeing, taste, touch, sound, all the things that we give credence to, then you should be able to figure it out. We shouldn't have to be led by the hand, especially grown people, you know, over 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old, and we're still doing the same dumb things that we were doing. Something has to be wrong is what I have to say about that. So in terms of sound, music is sound. That's why music, it doesn't matter who hears music, what their philosophies are, what their creed, culture, race may be. Music is an invisible force that involves sound. Sound is invisible. You hit a drum, sound comes out of it. Where did it come from? The hit of the drum, the connection of the person holding the drum sticks and how they lick, how they hit. See that individualism? So some drummers will become famous because of the way they lick, you know, how they play and do their thing. And then some will never emit or take some time to emit a certain sound or vibe that catches the attention of the audience that they're speaking to. So let's get a little bit more into that. So whenever we put on certain colors, now I'm going to show you a calligraphy set. The calligraphy up on that canvas is from a painting brush. These are pens. So there are certain painting brushes that are shaped in certain kind of ways that you can write at an angle. You know, they do this. They make broad things. They can make square. You know, they are tailored and designed to do specific textures, styles, and things like that. So color is an emotional expression. I have gray on today, along with a little light blue. As you can see, my little brooch came off. But I have this on because I couldn't, the weather is a little malaise, meaning that, you know, the sun's not out bright and shiny. I didn't feel like putting on a bunch of, you know, bright colors because the sun is not really showing that much today in LA. It's kind of semi, partly cloudy. And then gray is an interrupter, the color gray. When I studied and still study Pendulum Alchemy under Dr. Eric Hunter, he talks about all the colors when it comes to healing and sound therapy and what they do. So gray is what they call an interrupter color. For instance, let's just say you had a boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever, your significant other. You weren't sure if they liked you or not. You know, this is an example he uses. You weren't sure if they liked you or not. So you say, look, I'm going to test the color gray with a pendulum or a cyan, an object that is designed for healing and balancing chakras, et cetera, et cetera. And so you use this energy system of color to, I would say, penetrate invisible fields of thought. Thought is another invisible thing that we can't explain. And I noticed that people are afraid of things that they've never heard of or they can't explain. I'm scared to do that because I've never heard of it. And it's so good for them. It's like somebody that says, if you eat this kind of food, it's so good for you. And the person says, I don't like that kind of food. And then you go, okay, well, maybe that doesn't resonate with you. But if you eat this kind, and then they find out after they've gotten some illness or some misalignment of the energy system that they should have eaten the food that they didn't like. Yeah, I didn't like 3/6s. But when I had a cold, my mother made us take it and it helped our cold go away too. Okay, and I didn't like castor oil. But when I was having a problem getting my system to move properly and had to take castor oil, it helped me. So that kind of is the way we look at color, how it enhances the aura and the environment of a person. So, and I'm going back because they're all interchanged. So this one, I'm going sound color, and then texture. So color creates an environmental foundation. So a person walks out, I'm wearing my gray. If I were wearing another color, maybe tight jeans, a revealing shirt and blouse, showing anything in the front. Someone out there, or ones, people, are going to resonate with the environmental foundation based on the colors and styles that I'm wearing. Have you seen those people go out and they go, oh my gosh, they're wearing a all green, lime green outfit in the middle of the day. And so it is an attention grabber. If somebody wears something bright, people are going to go, wow, that's bright. You know, and then a lot of people are afraid to express some of the light in themselves for fear they're going to outshine somebody. I used to be like that. I used to hold myself purposely back from my friends because I felt like you haven't had the training that I've had unless you didn't tell me. But people that have been trained in these kind of things, they would, you know, there's a language that goes along with professionalism. There's a language that goes along with being a tarot reader or the other things that people do metaphysically. Language that goes along with being an attorney. There's a language that goes along with being a contractor. There's a language. It's a language. Every skill and service involves a language that has to be learned. So, you know, I noticed that whenever we wear certain colors and somebody says something, I'll bring up Zendaya. Zendaya is a young woman. I would have loved to have had the opportunities that she developed or created, or they found their way to her when I was younger, because I felt like, I feel like she is a part of my personality that I had when I was younger. And I like that they keep her elegant. If you notice, they keep her clean. I don't think you'd ever see her wearing something with the butt out or something cool. They want to keep her like that. Everybody doesn't need to be showing their butt and their, you know, it's really, the vibration is low. I'm being honest with you. It's a lower vibration. There are people that resonate with it. Apparently a lot of people resonate with that. But at the end of the day, you can feel the difference in a vibration from somebody that's an aggravated vibration where there's something going on to pull some kind of need or attention that wasn't given somewhere. It's like somebody's still trying to find something. They need the attention. Maybe their parents weren't present, or they were and there was no love. I don't know. But I do know that about her, they keep her clean. They keep her beautiful, polished. I am sure if she's anything like me, I still follow suit. You should not be going out there running your mouth without some PR person or some person with some wise saying, don't say this, don't say that. If you say this, this is the way it might be perceived. If you do this, this is the way it might be perceived. And unless you can, unless we can do it in a way, articulately, in a way that everyone can understand on a global level or on an intellectual level, then you can say you've reached an audience. So we can do that with color. You can wear a certain thing that draws attention, like you can wear some big, big silver earrings. Wow, look at that. They've got big, big silver earrings on. Again, Zendaya, look at her outfits. They're designed and beaded and textured in a way to draw attention. And then she has that long, nice, long body. Doesn't mean that people that are petite don't have cute bodies, but they have to accommodate for the lack of height. Whereas people that are tall, they do not have to accommodate anything. They're tall. So it's the way clothes hang off your body. It's the way the color is projected. When you turn this way, can you see more of the white on the person? Can you see more of the gray on the person? Are they showing the whole color frame at once? Are they teasing a color? Meaning that in a lot of fashion designers and a lot of runways, you'll find that designers, they put lining underneath the dress fabric, depending on the style of dress it is, what the fabric is. Sometimes you can see the thin film of design. And then sometimes that you can't tell. The person's body may be silhouetted beneath that in order to hide it or to show less, not more. I think that keeping people's clothes on and using the clothes to insinuate sensuality is so much more sensual and sexual than everybody showing everything. Number one is temporary. Okay, now I've seen everything. What do you got? There's nothing else to see. You know, whereas if you kind of hide it, kind of make it kind of mystical and kind of hidden, it kind of stirs the imagination to want to know more, you know, rather than, oh, just another booty I saw. You know, just another bomb I saw, just another tit I saw, just another cleavage I saw, just another, you know, rather than, wow, when I see Zendaya, like, what am I really looking at? What's under the dress? What's under the top, you know? So it gives us a way to imagine what someone may be like versus them just, okay, here, just see everything. Now you happy? You saw everything. Now there's no more mystery. So that's the way that color, we can use color as an emotional foundation. Like somebody that, if you wake up moody, like, oh my gosh, I don't feel good today. I need to stay in the house. Sometimes people may feel blue. And they use that, that's black. black is another color that people can hide behind. A lot of people that have weight issues will say, well, I'm going to wear black to hide. I don't want anybody to see I'm overweight or anything. And the truth is that as long as you're comfortable, who cares? Now, if someone is grossly, something is over the top, there is something wrong. I'm not talking about somebody that, you know, that they're overweight and they can change, you know, by shifting their diets or their mindsets about diet, about nutrition, how they look and view themselves as a body type, body style, whatever. You know, unless it's something like something is clinically wrong, then anything that we have, we can change. Somebody overweight can lose weight, you know, with the right diet and program. Somebody underweight can gain weight. There are people that are underweight that wish they had more weight. There are people that, you know, we're never really happy. Like people that, oh, I can't wear the color orange, but, you know, I can rock the color blue. Well, who told you you couldn't wear orange? Now, it's one thing, there are different shades of colors, you know. So orange is kind of like a red. It's kind of in the category of red. So you can get different shades of things, not just a bright orange. This is it's orange. Kind of orange. And then there's this orange that is just slightly darker. I'm showing it on the screen, but in here, you guys, slightly darker. And then you have your orangey kind of red, which has some orange in it. So you have all these different shades to play with. So then why do we charge people to advise them on style and wardrobe and what to wear? And, da, da, da. And the thing is that they've got so much information now to help us find our way, to help us identify who we are versus mimicking other people. So some people will hang around people to try to, like an energy vampire. I want to know what they know and why they're doing that without just respecting that the person has done the work. They've done the training, whether they had to do to be a professional at what they do. So again, many years ago when all my friends decided to party and drink and do drugs, and I'm not saying, nor am I putting them down. We were all in college and that was the thing to do. I didn't do that. I used drugs experimentally. I have no problem telling people that I enjoyed mushrooms and I enjoyed doing acid because they opened up. I did them as an experiment. I didn't take anything going, oh my gosh, I'm depressed, I want to die. I did have some psychological things prior to taking those things. But after I took those things and they opened my mind up and I got to have like another kind of world viewpoint, I'm like, wait a minute, don't kill yourself. Yeah, there's some stuff out here we need to learn. And that's kind of what stopped me. I've never called anybody to say I want to commit suicide or anything. It just stopped me. I felt stupid, literally ignorant. Like, what are you doing? Are you crazy? You got kids, then what they gonna do? You know, then you got people that care about you, obviously, more than you care about yourself. So that kind of came up. So the older I got, I brightened my wardrobe. I used to wear big, big baggy clothes all the time because of what had happened to me in the military. I was afraid to show my figure. Like, oh, you know, your friends, mine. And when I was little, people used to want to beat me up all the time just for being. I never knew why. Now that I understand karma and things like that, I understand. But before that, I was like, well, why? You know, I don't even talk to anybody. I mind my own business. I don't bother anybody. I'm not trying to be like nobody. I am myself. Always. Could care less. I have friends with great deals of money. I have no problem that they have money. I don't want nothing they have. If they paid me to have it, I wouldn't have it. Because all the headaches they have, I don't want them and their money, you know. And all the things, I can have my own problems with our own headaches and our own financial abundance. So, you know, we should seek to vibrate towards those colors that we resonate with and not just stick to some color because that's what your grandma used to wear and your mom told you you didn't look cute in blue, so you've never put blue on again. Try a different shade of blue. Try a different shade of purple. Try a violet, something more lighter, softer than a hardcore purple like this. See that hardcore purple right there? That's a hardcore purple. That's more of a bluish violet tone right there. See the difference in the shading? And then this is still the same color, but with a little bit more blue in it. See the different shades, how they can, you can go from one shade to the other. So we're going to go, the next, we're going to go into sound. Now, sound is, we started off talking about sound and what a beautiful thing sound can be. Music is sound. Chanting is sound. They play a drum. It's so African. I love it. They play a drum where they beat cadence because a lot of the people cannot, don't have a sense of rhythm. So they play the drum to help us set a sense of rhythm versus everybody. Like if you were to sing a song and go, I can't help myself. And somebody's going, the song goes, I can't help myself. And somebody's going, I can't help myself. I can't help myself. Those people are like, no, shut up. You're throwing everybody off. So they use a drum. It's a core used by Africa and every other country that knows about sound and rhythm, but it came from Africa, to set a cadence, to set a rhythm so that people can follow. So when we hear a song again, the song is going a certain way and we are hearing the song. But if the song were playing on the radio and we tried to go back and sing the song, we'd be like, oh, yeah, I don't know how to, you know, I don't know. Am I getting the song right? You know, so our rhythm may be off. The sound may be off. And if the sound and rhythm are off, then it's going to discord the effect it has on the individual. Sound is that important. The sound of your voice. That's one I've got to work on. I have a very strong tone and I'm very honest and I can be very frank and abrupt. So my children have told me about that. And in some cases, some of my friends have said, you know, you're direct because I'm honest. I don't believe in sugarcoating things. And to me, when you're honest, people can really gauge how to respond and how to react versus somebody that got to figure out, well, what do they mean by what they said? And what do they mean by what they did? And their behavior doesn't match what they're saying. And blah, blah. I was like, get to the point. Look, that blah, 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 blah. Take it or leave it. But at the same time, sometimes the sound of a voice or words can affect people negatively. Like if somebody yells across the street, hey, you... da, 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 da. And the sound of their voice has anger or agitation or frustration in it. The person's going to go, oh, like that. Oh, they're attacking me or they're coming after me or boom, blah. You know, when that just may be the way the person expresses himself unknowingly and they've never been taught or trained to say, hey, you know, can I talk to you for a minute? Yeah, just a minute, you know, versus putting that sound in, and someone would be more likely to respond to someone speaking kind and in a kind voice to them rather than some military voice, which I can have sometimes a military voice. I said, my dog goes, I said, oh, you know, so we learn about sound. And you know, those songs that are very light, Billie Eilish is one of those. Her voice is so soothing. It reminds me of Karen Carpenter from the Carpenters. And her voice was so, it was like the wind. And I can still hear her voice and it goes, some sleepless nights when it was love. And all alone, let me be the one you run to Let me be the one you come to when you need someone to turn to. Let me be the one. And then you hear her voice and you hear Mariah Carey's voice. Oh, you got me emotion deeper than I ever. Like, see the difference? Oh, it's more inner, more agitated, more out there. I'm giving it, I'm giving you this sound that makes you do like this. Whenever, but when a Karen Carpenter type sings or a Billie Eilish type sings, you have to get this close to smell them, to hear them, and to feel them. You see? And some of those other songs, I'm not saying they're not healing, but they're usually some agitated about them. They're crying because somebody left, or they're not crying because they don't have any, you know, or they're agitated, they're fussing, they're cussing, they're whatever, you know. So see the difference in the sound, the vibrations of different sounds. If someone is hammering on a nail, see how different that sounds than if somebody's thumping. See? See the thumb? I hope you guys can hear me. Let me do it here. See this thumb? Here's hammer. See the difference? So if you heard this, who's knocking at the door? Okay, I'll be there in a minute. Oh my gosh, somebody's at the door. Let me go. It's see how urgent and how much of an emergency it sounds like that it shook my computer. That's how the difference in different levels of sound. In vibration sound. So we want to, when we speak, talking to myself as well, we want to speak in a loving and kind and compassionate way. And even if we're speaking in a way that is something we're addressing, words or something that someone said to us that bothered us or whatever, we should still, again, talking to myself, think before we speak. Think before we speak. Sometimes I'll just say something because that's what came to my mind. And I won't think like maybe that person isn't at level 22. It reminds me of really good friend Maurice White of Earth, Wind, and Fire. He's no longer with us and I miss him terribly. He used to tell me, Osiris, you're at level 20 and I'm still at 10. You know, in other words, you're moving so fast that I'm still trying to keep up with you rather than not necessarily slowing down, but allowing me to at least, you know, grow at the same pace, which there is no, I don't think there's any such thing as people growing at the same pace, but we shouldn't be so far ahead that we turn around, nobody's standing by and see, like, well, what happened to Sue? Well, you was moving so fast, they couldn't keep up. Like, oh, how about I get somebody that can move as fast as me? How about that? Now I'm trying to keep up with them. So, but anyway, those are just examples I'm talking about of how we can communicate through sound and through color. So before we leave sound, keep in mind of the time. I have had these for years. When I first got into metaphysics at age 19, I'm way over 60. Took years to learn. It doesn't just come. Got to start somewhere. But it literally, like any other fine thing, it took years for us to learn how to grow up and do certain things. So it takes years to learn some of these skills, these different modalities of healing. So this is the block I got. The book that I showed you is an old book. See, if you notice, it looks a little used, not real used, but used enough. And this system of healing is called the Ohm Tuning Forks. So tuning forks is a way, and a lot of times, you guys, I found because I had no money, I had no nothing, no people to talk to, no money. The black folks thought I was crazy. My community of churchgoers and people like that just thought I had absolutely lost my mind because I felt that there was something inside of us that we have not been taught to develop. I'm sorry. I can't go with it. I can't go with a society that says it believes in good and all I see is bad. And that's not all I see, but that's a lot of what is presented. A society that will judge people because of their color of their skin and then kill them too. I'm sorry, I don't trust you. A society that allowed people to be hung and murdered. I was watching a movie just last night. They're doing running a lot of these movies. I guess there's some kind of empathic or empathetic string or forgiveness. These movies about how people have been done in this country. And it was just so sad how people just stood there while people were beat and hung and their kids murdered. How can we call ourselves human and say we believe in something outside of ourselves and allow that to happen? How? Tell me. I can't go with y'all. That's why I do what I do. It don't make sense to me. In no kind of way you're going to tell me that, you know, we've changed so much. Yeah, we've changed some, but now it's just like you can't do it in front of people. Yeah, you can still be a racist, but you can't say nothing. You could do it in your family at home when nobody else is looking and only you and your family, your friends, whatever, can talk bad about people, you know. And then now that all the cultures are kind of up for talking about, everybody's up for grabs. You know, there's people talk about European people now, or people that talk about Native Americans, you know. And again, I cannot go with a society that has allowed or allowing that. I cannot do it. Can't. Is God, it had to be something that would change me so much that not only I noticed a change, but everybody around me had to look at me and say, what are you doing? Look at your skin and your eyes. Girl, what are you being? That kind of thing. So this is what Om Healing is. So Om Sound. So these are the different tuning forks, you guys. They all resonate different sounds for different things, different parts of the body. So like if you're working on the lower extremities, there are the tuning forks that will see how the sound is on this one and how different it was to the other one, depending on what you're working on. The chakras or chakras or however way you want to say it. Again, they are centers of energy within the body. They lie within the body. They don't teach it in school and they should. I think it's a shame that the people in charge of our societies want to control people so much that they won't even help people understand that you need to develop yourself. It don't matter if you believe in the Lord or whatever, you have no development. You're still doing the same stupid stuff and you're not grown. I met you 12 years ago, 12 years later, you have not changed one iota. Where's the change? I want to see it. So, you know, again, finding something that can resonate, but that actually will show physical, spiritual, and mental actual proof. We like actual proof. We don't do nothing that don't show no actual proof. Okay? Even if it took years like it did me and I never gave up, I'm here. I made it. It was actual proof. Okay, so without the wear and tear, without looking like I'm half dead and I've been on drugs or whatever happens to people when we're going through our transformations. So these are how tuning forks work, you guys. And so again, they go on different parts of the body. So if you're healing your knees, your legs, you've got some kind of problem with your, you know, you can't move well or whatever. Those are tuning forks. And really quickly, I use these things for healing work. So these are, this is a picture of a body. It's the back part. You see all those lines and all that? That's what I see when I do, when I go inside of myself. I see all this stuff in other people. I've been trained to do so, and I could do it anyway. I just didn't know what to call it when I was a little kid, and my parents thought I had lost my mind. So those are what we use. We direct energy towards those places. I send color and sound, And then whatever fabrics or whatever I may use for a texture, a layer of healing to protect the person, so to speak. So we do that. And then in terms of color, I want to show you guys real quickly. This is a painting I did many, many years ago. But if you notice, it's a butterfly. It's an abstract butterfly, but a butterfly nonetheless. If you notice, I used all kinds of different colors. Now, my world, a forest wouldn't be just green. It'd have pink and yellow and everything else in it. But in their world, it was green. So we color, sound, what they do, how they affect the presence and environment of an individual person, and how we do that. So I want to... End of our show, I've got to leave early today and we don't have a guest, so I'm going to leave about 5 minutes early. So I wanted to say thank you so much for being a part of my experience and my explosion here at the Osiris Muneer Show. I want to thank Sam Hassan, LA Talk Radio. I love you. Thank you so much for being my friend and for coming into my life at the right time and the right moment. Also, thanks to you out there. I love you. Love you for who you are, what you do. Stand tall. Be strong and resilient, and I loke you for always doing the right thing. Doing the right thing, whether people are looking or not. Doing the right things without presence, because those are the kind of things that form karma. You know, those things that we do behind the scenes in our minds and our mouths and everything that we don't think is going to come back around. So I want to do that. And then for me, you can go online. I'm under Osiris underscore Muneer underscore the painter on IG. I'm everywhere. Go on Snapchat. I'm all of them everywhere, all over the place at the same time. And I know how to send it out and I know how to bring it back. So that's what we are doing today. Don't forget to like, share, and above all, subscribe to our channel. We would love to have you. I love talking to y'all. I don't know who's else out there, because we don't have a way for people to call in and talk to us. So we have to depend on comments and people calling the station, whatever, but I love you. And thank you so much for being a part of the show again today. And I will see you next week. We'll have a guest. And that's it. Bye-bye. Talk to you soon. Now we get to smile. Works wonders.
You're listening to The Osiris Muneer Show, only on LA Talk Radio.